feeling like a sight bite, pressing on the gas, supernova for a night light. Dreaming at my dad, and he told me it ain't Christ-like. But nobody never tell you when you're being like Christ. Only ever seeing me, only when they need me. Like if Tyler Perry made a movie for BT, searching for a deity. Now you wanna see it free, now you wanna see it free. Let you see it through your piece, tell me what your life like. Turn it down a bright light. Driving with my dad, and he told me it ain't Christ-like. I'm just trying to find, I've been looking for a new way. I'm just really trying not to really do the fool way. I don't have a cool way, being on my best though. Lock up on a text though, nothing else next though. Not another word, letter, picture or a decimal. Wrestling with God, I don't really wanna rest so. Man, it's really lifelike, everything in my life. Arguing with my dad and he said it ain't Christ-like. Man. You know it's like somebody only close to could get you like off your. I be on my. I woke up this morning. I said my prayers. I'm all doing good. I try to talk to my dad, get him some advice. He starts spazzing on me. I start spazzing back. He said they ain't Christ-like. I said.
KAYT Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Father, you get an offering of corn that may take place tomorrow night or next night, but we will not endeavor to do that on tonight. But we would let you know there is no offering of any night that is needed to take care of our preacher. Amen. 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 Because I do know that when one is to labor in this field that we call the gospel field, the scripture declares that he who treadeth out the corn should never ever be muzzled. And so we make sure that the laborer is provided for. And because it is preaching time, I would merely want to give you a bit of introduction of our preacher. Not that he needs one, for he has been here already. And I don't know why our insurance agent is not here tonight, because he could give us an estimate of some of the damage that our preacher caused when he was here before. Amen. All of the damage was not from wind of outside or rain from outside. Some of it was because of Michael Grimes. And it just don't make sense that I don't have enough sense to let him come back tonight and finish tearing up some stuff. Amen. Amen. But I trust God that whatever is to be torn up on tonight, that none of the debris would hit me in such a way that I don't know what hit me. Amen. But we give God praise and thanks for our preacher. And to simply just share a few things with you tonight, he comes to us by way of Opelousas, Louisiana. He is a graduate of Morrow High School, Morrow, Louisiana. He did not go to college.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If he did, it is so hard for me to say where he went. You are already in the intro. But if he did, he went to after that tenure. He then joined the United States Army and served as a military policeman from 1984 to 1986. His Christian education does include that of the Eastern Seven District Ministers Conference, the Louisiana Interdenominational Theological Seminary at Morehouse. Why is that so easy to say? At Morehouse. Also, he was a part of the R.A. Williams Institute, which is located in Los Angeles, California. Pastor Graham served as pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church in Washington, Louisiana, from 1991 until 2004. He is an associate minister at the St. Paul Baptist Church of Opelousas, Louisiana. He is a working man, for he does work. Amen. Each and every day. He works in the criminal system. Amen. As part of the St. Landry Parish criminal system. He's a licensed preacher. He is an ordained preacher. He is a father of two children, a young lady and a young man. He is an able and capable preacher of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. It is at this time that he is now the pastor of Pleasant Green Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana. He has been there now for 5 years, and I know he is doing an outstanding job serving as pastor to that congregation. And so, as I have introduced him with but a tidbit, and yet there is much more that could be said, I want to be able to present on tonight our speaker for these revival meetings, and that is in the person and personality of Pastor Michael Grimes. And as he gets ready to come, to those members that are here from Pleasant Green Baptist Church, God bless you. Thank you for coming and supporting not only this revival, but your pastor. And I'm pretty sure tonight, had you known that he did go to Grambling State University, you would have sought elsewhere. Amen. But you did not know. You did not know. You didn't do what Edgefield did. For Edgefield selected a pastor who hails from Southern University. Amen. And I think they did the right thing. Amen. So to God be the glory. So it took a whole lot just to get that out, that he is indeed a graduate of Grambling State University. Now, wherever that is, y'all look it up. Amen. At this moment, we're going to receive a song, and the next voice you will hear will be that of my friend who has come, who has been known by me for many, many years. And so I thank God tonight to have him come to be our special guest and evangelist for this night. After the hymn, we're going to receive none other than Pastor Michael Grimes. Amen.
Everyone stand.
Says, let us rejoice.
Yes. All right.
And be glad in it.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
sir.
In other words, if you lost your joy, writer says, let us rejoice.
Yes.
Which means let's go back and get our joy.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you lost it on yesterday, we'll go back and get it. Rejoice.